T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Camel Country, 107.9, number 140 Country. We'll have more ACM Awards reaction and audio and get you all caught up on what happened with the ACMs last night, coming up just after 9 o'clock this morning. Story, this gal in, this happened in England. She recently bought a 3-bedroom house.
Okay.
Right next to the highway. Okay, now she's complaining about the noise.
Of course she is.
Now, the internet's not being too sympathetic towards her with this, because she went to 7 viewings of the house before she and her husband finally bought it.
Okay.
But she says they only visited in off hours when it wasn't so loud. Now she wants the city to lower the speed limit so cars don't go so fast.
I think that's a really big ask for the current situation.
Here's an interview she did, and you can definitely hear the traffic in the background.
Okay. Basically, when we moved in, we only found out the day after how horrendous it was. It normally starts at around about 5:30, and you can hear the SUVs hurtling.
How do you not hear that, even in off hours? Right?
I don't know. That's bad. I grew up living next to a highway, and it wasn't that loud. That's bad.
But I mean, I feel like if you went to 7 different viewings, because I'm thinking like my house, I think I went, I bought it sight unseen, but the walkthrough I went through once.
Right.
You know? But I mean, even if I lived here when I bought the house, 7 is excessive.
It's a lot. Right? Yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like she knew the noise was there and was trying to figure out whether they could live with it or not. And then finally when they get in there, they're like, no, we can't do it.
Oh, I don't.
So let's go after the city to lower the speed limit?
That's not going to happen.
Does that help the noise all that much?
I think so. I think if you lowered it, I mean, because then you don't have as much like tire noise, right? Or not as much vroom vroom.
I feel like, you would need like more of like one of those concrete walls they've been putting up around here.
Or
you know,
some arborvitas.
Some what?
Some arborvitas, some trees, privacy trees to bounce that sound off.
I don't think those are thick enough to bounce sound.
Trees? Once they're big enough, yeah, absolutely. Trees are really good about like blocking sound.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's a lot of road noise, though.
What did you discover about your house after you moved in? Text us at 22108. I mean, we were kind of terrified to buy the house unseen, you know, when we moved here December 2019.
Because you don't know.
We don't know, but we trusted our real estate agent. Because there were some other houses we had her go look at, and she's like, no, the pool's got a crack in it, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Right? She knows what she was looking for. But the house we got now, I mean, we're in it. So far, so good.
Right.
About a year and a half now.
Yeah. And it's been great. When my ex-fiance and I, Jordan, bought a house up in Washington, we got in it to find out that our foundation was sinking. Yeah. Because so when we got it inspected,
was it new construction? So we bought it.
No, it wasn't new construction. It wasn't an older home, but you know, an old home. And so when we got in it, we knew during the inspection that there was a crack in the foundation that had been fixed. It was a fixed crack and it got approved by the inspector. Like it was fine. It was not fine. It was not fine. Eventually, like, our doors wouldn't shut right. You'd have to slam the front door closed. So then when we had an inspector come back out, and then we put a marble on our hardwood floor square in the middle of the downstairs, and it shut off towards the front.
So there's nothing you can do about it then? I mean, after you buy it, and you sign off on the papers, right? So the prior homeowner just got
cleaned
his hands of the house, and then you got to deal with the sinking foundation?
Pretty much. That was exactly what happened. And now he gets to deal with it.
He still owns the house right now, too.
He does still own it, yep.
You just can't get rid of that. So how do you fix a sinking foundation?
So basically what they'll have to do is they'll have to like dig a trench around the house. They'll have to bring in like excavators and all these things.
They're going
to have to jack it up.
Oh.
Yeah. So then we found out, talking to the neighbors, that the contractor who did it kind of like messed up all of the homes in our little like section. And they all dealt with foundation issues. And then there was a lawsuit.
Why can't you get together and sue?
Because they've already tried. Like, there was something in it. Like, yeah, it was a mess.
Text us right now at 22108. When you moved into the house that you purchased, what did you discover about the house after you moved in? It's kind of rubbing you a little wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Text us at 22108. We'll get to your responses. Coming up, here's Sam Hunt, Ken Folks, Camel Country, 107.9. I saw you going by. Luke Combs looked sharp last night on the ACMs.
Cleans up well.
No hat. You know, he's got the little bit of hair on top and puts a little bit of gel in there.
Just a little bit. Hold the couple in place.
Puts the suit on and looking sharp.
Yeah.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, number 140 Country. Get her in Cheyenne. We'll get you an ACM recap coming up just after the top of the hour. We read a story of a gal in England who purchased a house, 3-bedroom house, had 7 viewings of the house, and then after moving in, she's like, oh, the highway noise is too much. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. Well, they do tell you to go at all times of the day, right?
They do. Yep. They tell you to drive by. They tell you to like look around the neighborhood. Like, it's a process.
And you think with 7 viewings, you would have figured that out.
I would hope so.
But she's complaining about it. So what did you discover about your house after you moved in? Texts are coming in at 22108. Text for the 575. After living in it for a month or so, I found out the bathroom window, that is the full length of the master shower, was actually not privacy glass. As I saw my husband's butt crack from outside. Text from the 909. Train horns twice a day. So loud. I remember that house, that little party house that I lived in Kent, Washington, that I got arrested in. And,
uh-huh.
You know, for the too many parties and too many loud noises and stuff. It was like 30 yards off the train tracks.
Oh, no.
And you don't realize it when the trains aren't coming.
Right.
But when they roll by, your house just shakes, right? You see the anything dangling from a string's kind of waving back and forth.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I've never lived that close to a train track.
Oh, I don't recommend it.
I only see that horrible. It happened in movies, and I figured it's just super exaggerated.
No. It's horrible. Text the 480. After moving into my house, I went into the attic, discovered dozens of animal and bird cages.
Oh my gosh.
Excess building materials that are all dry and rotted.
Yeah.
And about 34 mica countertops from an old school, which are beyond heavy.
Wow.
So they left it all there for you to clean up, I guess.
Yeah, they did. Or they forgot. They just forgot about it.
Text the 480. After moving into our house, a hot dog stand went up directly across from us. It is a residential neighborhood, but they keep the stand open till 3 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. All the drunk people.
Lots of trash, traffic, and noise is a regular occurrence.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. That sucks, though.
I wouldn't want to buy my house, but I mean, a hot dog stand in the middle of a neighborhood sounds amazing.
Doesn't it, though? That would be fantastic. Especially if they're good hot dogs.
Yeah. What did you discover about your house after you moved in? Text of the 623. My house looked way bigger before I put all my crap in it.
Yeah, it does that.
All right, text is still coming in. We'll get to more of these coming up. What did you discover about your house after you moved in? You can text us at 22108. On our way up to a high near 88 degrees today. Look at a high near 93 tomorrow. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. Here's Kit Moore. It's Camel Country, 107.9. What did you discover about your house after you moved in? It's Camel Country, 107.9, number 140 Country. Text of the 520. I found drugs in the dryer vent.
Oh,
that were left there.
Well, that's a discovery.
Wow, there is one that came in. It was new construction. Let me see if I can find that one. Basically, when they moved in, they're flushing toilet paper down the toilet. Every time the toilet paper would go down, there'd be a clog. They finally put a camera down there. They figured out that when they laid the foundation, somebody had driven a stake right through the drain pipe.
Oh, okay.
For the sewer. She says, luckily, the new construction was under warranty, so they had to go in there and dig up the foundation, fix the pipe that had a stake driven through it, and then put it all back.
And put it back together. Wow. That's intense.
Luckily, you have warranties on the new construction. That's great.
Wow.
All right. What did you discover about your house after you moved in? You can text us at 22108.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.